Final hour, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Thursday morning. Taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Joe, we've not really looked ahead at the wild card matchups yet. I do want to get your thoughts real quickly on those. In the AFC, you've got the Dolphins, presumably without Tua Tagovailoa, taking on the Buffalo Bills. The Baltimore Ravens, presumably without Lamar Jackson, taking on the Cincinnati Bengals. And then the Chargers and the Jags in the 4-5 matchup on Wild Card Weekend in the AFC. On the NFC side of things, the Seahawks taking on the 49ers, a divisional matchup there. The Giants taking on the Minnesota Vikings in Minnesota. And then on Monday Night Football, the Dallas Cowboys taking on Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Obviously, the Chiefs, the one seed in the AFC. The Eagles, the one seed in the NFC. What are your thoughts on Wild Card Weekend as a whole? Because I'll be honest with you, it's kind of a dud to me.
Yeah, it's – well, Sunday is – could really suck, actually. I mean, Dolphins, Bills, without Tua, Ravens, Bengals, without Lamar. That's two of the three games. Could not be good. And then you have the Giants-Vikings. I do have hope for the Giants-Vikings. I actually think the Giants can make that a game. They've made it a game in the regular season. I think that, you know, the Vikings, 13-4, great season. I mean, Kirk Cousins, you know, 4,600 yards, 29 touchdowns, great season.
Yep.
They're a good team. They're also, they are the classic, well, like this year when people talk about the Titans, close game regression, that's what we'll all be talking about with the Vikings next year. They won a whole bunch of close games and then just got embarrassed some weeks. They're not as good as their 13-4 record suggests. I think that's a good game. I'm actually kind of excited. Saturday is interesting and could be two good games. I'm not ruling out the Seahawks.
I am.
You are? You think that's just
I think
a
they're
going
to get beat by 25 points.
I don't know, man. It's a division rival, and I still think that having Brock Purdy as your quarterback at some point may cost you in some way.
It might. I don't think it's going to be in this game.
Yeah. I have hope. I have hope for this one.
What's the line?
It's 10.
I got to check out the line.
It's 10. So
I should mute myself twice.
Muted yourself. You know, they're just doing like rapid fire muting. Chargers, Jaguars. I'm into that one.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah. Like, yeah, obviously, for people who remember back way long ago when it was like, oh, the Jags are the best competitor for the Titans before they just went into the toilet. They went down to L.A. and kicked their butt.
They did.
What, week two, I think?
Yeah.
Hey, we're having a good microphone segment. That's a good one. The Jaguars are playing well. It's at home. It's another two straight weeks with a primetime Saturday night game in Duval.
Woo. Place is going to be buzzing down there.
Going to hear a lot of that. Duval.
Heady times in Jacksonville. But I like that one. And look, I think it's weird to have Monday night games in the playoffs still.
I agree.
A traditionalist, but Cowboys-Bucks is fascinating.
That's the most fascinating game of the weekend to me. I mean.
Yeah, they picked the right one for Monday night.
They did. And it's obviously. You got Tom Brady at home, and look, the Bucs, I don't think are very good, and they got in the playoffs because they play in a sorry division, and I understand all that, but, I mean, look, there's a lot of pressure on the Cowboys in this game. There really is, and Dak, the last couple of weeks, hadn't played great. It is Tampa Bay. They still do have a good defense. I know their offense hadn't been great this year, but it's still Brady. That one intrigues me. I know. Look, the Cowboys are going to be favored. A lot of people are going to pick the Cowboys to win. That's an intriguing game. And, look, if they lose that game, I mean, I think Mike McCarthy could get fired.
Yes.
I mean, I think it absolutely could.
He will get fired.
There's a lot on the line for that Monday night game.
So those two games, the two, I think, best games. So we agree then. Basically, Jags, Chargers, and Cowboys, Bucks.
Yeah.
Both of those games could result – because everyone's going nuts about Sean Payton right now.
Oh, yeah.
That could be, I think, in both cases. You know, like, if you're Sean Payton, you're like, well, let's wait and see. Let's wait and see what happens with the Chargers. Let's wait and see what happens with the Cowboys. And which one do I like better? I think both of those. And that's the thing. That's an impetus to fire both those guys, too, if they lose those games.
Absolutely.
Did I say Brandon Jacobs? If I did, I'm sorry. We were talking about Brandon Jacobs the other day.
Brandon Staley.
Yeah. If I did say that. If not, I don't know. I've just got Brandon Jacobs on the brain. But Brandon Staley could absolutely be in trouble. I mean, they've had terrible injury luck this year as well. It's worth keeping in mind. He's just made – and I understand, you know, give me the analytics rundown and everything. He's made some just goofy decisions. And they have underperformed. And if you're Sean Payton, living in
Justin
L.A.
Herbert.
Living in L.A., taking Justin Herbert, yeah. Now, reportedly, he's intrigued by Kyler. So make your
They're
call.
They're video game buddies.
I don't know why, but yeah, apparently he is.
They play together already.
Yeah, exactly. They're, yeah. Already talking trash in the headset. And
sniping together last night on Call of Duty. You know what? Be great to work together, wouldn't it?
And by the way, Kyler.
When we did work.
Yeah, and Kyler, yeah, right. Kyler gets a say in the head coaching hire, which is – that's really interesting.
Yeah,
yes. And the fact that it was such an emphasized statement.
They're trying to still make up for the absolute bleep show of that contract detail. But if you're Sean Payton – see, the thing about Kyler Murray is, I'd rather have Justin Herbert or Dak Prescott like as my quarterback.
Yeah.
And I know Dak is – there's a lot of pressure on Dak. In particular, I mean, he leads the NFL 15 picks this year. He's throwing some bad picks. Like, just, I don't know. Like, at some point.
He
like
threw a horrible one last week.
Horrible.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, the Jags won to lose that game. That's not on him. That was in the receiver's hands. But he, 15 picks. That's not an accident. But I will say that Sean Payton has had success with another short quarterback.
Yes. Well,
maybe,
keep in
maybe
mind.
He just likes short quarterbacks.
Not only it's 15 picks for Dak, but how many games did he miss? He missed like five games, didn't
he? Yeah, I mean, his picks per game and attempt is
not great.
Juicy.
Ron says, I believe Dak will be done in Dallas if they lose. That's one postseason win in 5 years. This is from Ron on the text line. I don't know. I don't know if he's going to be done in
McCarthy
Dallas. McCarthy will be done in Dallas if they lose. And again, I understand. Look, I'm not sitting here saying that the Bucs are going to the Super Bowl or anything, because I did have them going to the Super Bowl in the preseason. They're not very good, but it is Brady and one game in the playoffs at home against the Cowboys. It's not a very big reach for me to see them winning that game. It's really not.
No. I mean, I think I'm hopeful, and I think that we're going to get a good game. I still think the Cowboys are going to win just because I think the Bucs are pretty bad. But Brady's had a couple – spectacular performances recently, and for a lot of this year, all of it has looked really blah, including him. So maybe he's, as he pushes toward 50, come on, Tom.
He's heating up at the right time, baby.
Come join me.
That's right.
Dip your foot in the pool.
615-737-1025. Coming up next, we'll get back into the Titans. I want to get Rex Rhodes' thoughts on a question I asked Jarrett Stillman earlier in the show. Who should be back on offense next year for the Tennessee Titans? We'll get into that. Coming up next. Speaking of wild card weekend, football fans, you can call your own plays during the NFL playoffs with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, because when you bet NFL same game parlays from now through January 16th, all customers can get up to $100 in free bets, win or lose. All you have to do is place a total of $20 or more on NFL same game parlays or same game parlay plus bets during the wild card round. The more you bet, the more you'll get back in free bets. NFL same game parlays are the perfect way to combine your bets for a chance at a larger payday. So I've told you about the Bengals and the Ravens. I like the Bengals in that game. I like Joe Burrow over on passing yards, and I like Ja'Marr Chase as an anytime touchdown scorer. I also take the 49ers minus the points against Seattle, but you can take it any way you want to take it. Build your own or choose from one of the popular same game parlays pre-built for you in FanDuel's top-rated sportsbook app. If you're new to FanDuel Sportsbook, you can also get up to $100 in free bets, win or lose, when signing up with promo code ROB. Once again, that promo code is Rob. You must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable free bets that expire 7 days after receipt. A max free bet of $100. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Got a gambling problem? Call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. We are live from our 102.5 The Game studio, brought to you by Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical, streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. Today and every day, our video streaming brought to you by Superbook. Taking your thoughts on the Titans, 615-737-1025. So, Joe, I threw this question out there to Jared earlier, and I want to get your thoughts on it as well. As you look at the Titans, the decisions they have to make this offseason, we've talked about a lot of them. Let's flip it around. Who do you think should be back on the Titans offense next year? Because there's a lot of change that we would assume will take place. And I was thinking about that this morning. Like, the guys, who are the guys that we know for sure will be back? Treylon Burks, he'll be back next year. I guess Kyle Phillips will be back next year. And beyond that, there's not much out there that, I mean, Petit Frere, he'll be back on the team. Is he going to start? I don't know. But Petit Frere is going to be on the team next year. So those are the guys that I know for sure. I feel good about Derrick Henry being back on the team next year. I think if I had to guess today, Ryan Tannehill will be on the team next year. But in terms of like knowing for sure he'll would be back, the list is not very long for the Titans offense as they move ahead into next season.
Yeah. So I don't know if Billy from Bellevue is trolling, but he said, I think Treylon Burks should be back. Showed a lot of promise.
He's going to be back.
Yeah, I'll be back.
I feel good about that.
If you weren't trolling with that, Billy, yeah, he'll be back. If you were, nice troll. You got me. Yeah, it's let's see. Well, first of all, there's a few guys who I actually need to look at their contract situation. For example, this is really – you guys always make fun of me with NWI, but really it's Racy McMath who you should make fun of me on because I'm still like, I think that guy can be good.
Well, and by the way, I should add Chig to the list too. He's going to be back. Yes. Anyway, continue.
So I agree. Okay, so for example, Austin Hooper signed. I thought they signed him to a 1-year deal.
I thought it was a 1-year.
Why is he showing up on the 2023? I don't know. But anyway, I think Austin Hooper. I agree with Jared. Austin Hooper should be back. Yes, Chig for sure.
He did sign a 1-year deal, by the way.
So I'd look at bringing him back. Chig, obviously, and then I would be looking to try to draft another tight end too, but it can't be. I mean, you can't draft everything high. It can't be that high of a priority. But try to get in a look where they got Chig. You got Chig in the fourth round, right? Fourth or fifth round. Yeah, I think that they need to keep working on that. If Ben Jones will play, Ben Jones. Ben Jones. You know, we were talking off air about Tua. You know, and it's. I mean, we might be looking at the end of Tua's career with the concussion thing.
Could be.
And with Ben Jones, I would tend to think that we may be looking at that too. But it's his decision. I wouldn't be shocked if he was pressing forward and saying I still want to play football. I think if he feels like he can be healthy and he wants to play, then he's your center. If he's not, I understand how much Aaron Brewer struggled at left guard, but you actually may have the answer without having to rebuild everything with him at center. Now, what I would say on Aaron Brewer is there were times when he absolutely got overwhelmed and his size hurt him at left guard and he wasn't good enough. He is a center. I mean, he's in this league to be a center.
Agreed.
And so he could actually be a decent answer at center. Vrabel loves him. And, again, it's not like it was all bad with him, but there were times you could see it's like, especially when you compare the previous left guard to him, that's where it was just such a massive difference. But I think one way or the other, I think you're okay at center. Petit Frere has to get a lot better. He has to be a right tackle. He has to get better. I would sign Nate Davis. And it's – with some hesitation because of the injuries.
Absolutely.
But if you do that, you go center, right guard, right tackle, you have a chance to be okay. Petit Frere just has to get way better. I mean, I keep invoking Jared being right on things, which feels dirty, but
65% right on his preseason takes.
That's true. 65% of the time he's right all the time. Petit Frere, I still think could be a good player, has to become a good player. You still compare, like, his rookie year to, Raiden's or Wilson. It's a massive success.
Of course.
But he got torched, down the stretch. Because to me, it's still – this is the most important question of the offensive line. As badly as they need another weapon, you have to fix this. So now if that's your situation, then you have to fix left guard and left tackle. That's all. just two spots where you have to find
no big deal.
Really good starters and, you know, I mean, maybe Dennis Daly will be the offseason award winner.
Well, maybe so. Could be.
Shout out to whoever made that joke earlier in the text line. I'm going to continue to push this narrative until it's toast. Whoever the new GM is, and Vrabel, call Taylor Lewan after he's cut, which he will be, and say, $4 million. Come back, getting the band back together, block for Derek one more year, block for Ryan one more year, come in, we're going to draft a left tackle. You can be the mentor to the left tackle, and then he can be weaved in as the swing tackle. What do you say? I would do that. I would give it a shot. I don't know if he'll go for it or not. I think the way you could get him to go for it is, look at that defense with Landry coming back. Look at, you know, Fulton healthy, Molden healthy, Long re-signed and healthy. All the this could be a championship team, Taylor. Come on, one more shot. I think you could maybe talk him into it. And then you got to draft a left tackle high, and you've got to sign or draft a guard high. But you know, get whatever, not you know, fourth round guard, whatever. But or you have to go pay for somebody. And I think you're going to have to go pay for somebody, a veteran for sure, somewhere
yeah.
in there.
Yeah, I mean, I think first off, I totally agree with you. Whether or not Lewan is back, I mean, if he's not back, for sure. But I think even if he is back on a reduced salary, you got to draft a left tackle. Like you got to find a left tackle. And then honestly, that may be what you have to do at 11 overall. Like that, you may have to find a left tackle with your top pick in the draft. So regardless of whether or not he's back, I think you're going to have to do that if you're the Titans. I'd probably still draft a guard at some point in the draft too. Now, I think I would probably – if you're going to bring Henry back and you're going to bring Tannehill back, I would be taking a look around the guard pool in free agency.
Roger Saffold.
Well, maybe. We'll see. Okay.
He was on a one-year deal with Buffalo.
Yeah. Get him back.
I mean, honestly, if you want to talk Lewan into coming back, that would help too. You know who I think should be back, who we haven't talked about?
Hmm.
And also a very underrated injury this year? Dontrell Hilliard. I'm trying to bring him back. I understand trying to look for another back, too, to be the next Derrick Henry. And I don't know about Hassan Haskins right now. I was underwhelmed with him as a rookie. Dontrell Hilliard was really good. He's a really good third down back. He's a weapon.
He is, and that's the thing. Like, you did draft Haskins, but, like, Haskins is not a third down back.
No.
So you need a third down back. So, I mean, look, Hilliard's going to be relatively inexpensive. I think that's something that they should definitely take a look at. And who knows, maybe you find a little bit later in the draft a back that you feel good about, and then that changes things. But, yeah, I think Hilliard would absolutely be something I look at. I mean, you and I are probably going to differ on this. And I'm not saying that I would totally just evaporate the wide receiving room, but I'd pretty much totally evaporate the wide receiving room. Like, Treylon Burks is back. I think you're right. Kyle Phillips will be back. Hopefully he stays healthy next year, and if he can, we'll see what he can do in the slot. Much past that, I don't know that I'd bring anybody back. And I include Nick Westbrook-Ikhine. I include Racy McMath.
Sacrilege.
I definitely include Robert Woods. Like, I think it's time to totally revamp the wide receiver room. That's just me. Look, I know they love Nick Westbrook-Ikhine. I know you love Westbrook-Ikhine. He's friend of the show. I know he blocks really well. I know you could – what's he, 1 year, $895,000.
Yeah, $895,000.
So look, it's really cheap. It would, if they bring him back, it's not the end of the world. I'm just saying I would revamp the wide receiving room.
Yeah, I mean, I'd bring him back, and I'd just bring him back with the idea that he kind of returns to a special teams role and can play any spot in a pinch. Great to have in a building. But you don't want him on the field much next year. That's all. But the way – if you have to have him on the field next year, you trust him and you know that he can go out there and be a professional and make a play here and there and block. But I would bring him back with the idea – around the same number with the idea of, okay, again, there's got to be two – new names that we don't know right now who have to be right on the similar level with Treylon Burks in the receiver room, which is a tough task when you think about what we just talked about with the offensive line, all you have to do. And then you also have to do that. But to me, that's That's how you turn this offense around, along with better offensive coordination. So could be that that first round pick is a receiver, Johnston, somebody like that, or I think it may also have to be another combo of signing and drafting. It's just, again, the free agent crop is pretty gross, so maybe it's a trade.
Could be. Who should the Titans bring back on the offensive side of the football next season? 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. We'll continue that discussion coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Thursday morning. Discussing the offensive side of the football for the Tennessee Titans, who should be back next season, who on the offensive side should return next season and play for the Tennessee Titans. Now, we've talked about the offensive line, a lot of different thoughts on the wide receiver group. Tyler on the text line says Burke/Hollister tandem ready to erupt on the league next year. What more do you need?
Ooh.
Way to go, Tyler. We haven't talked about Cody Hollister.
We haven't. How about Kinzie Hollister?
Mm.
In your face.
And Akine.
Yeah, we got multiple Hollister. Is this PK burner accounts here?
Could be.
Ripping on Hollister.
Wes on the text line says, if they bring back Jeff Swaim, I'm giving up my season tickets. It's from Wes on the text line.
The hate for Jeff Swaim, I got to say, man. I don't get it. You know, it's not his fault that they called plays for him.
Yeah, just don't call the play for him.
Mostly he caught the ball when it came to him. He made some plays. He's a good blocker, pretty much.
Sometimes.
Best blocker.
Sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes he blocks well.
Vrabel said so. You know, another thing we haven't talked about is, of course, what we were talking about earlier in the show, but Mark from Clarksville, Dobbs is a backup for sure.
Yeah.
And that's a – like, if I'm the Titans, I want that guy in my building.
I think he did really well for himself to – In the short amount of time that he was there, to do what he did in terms of just being ready to play, especially the Cowboys game, like he had been there for a few days at that point to come in and be ready to play. I mean, I thought that was really impressive. Now, again, we said it after the Cowboys game, and there's been less of it since then, although we have seen some of it. I mean, he's not close to being a starting quarterback in the NFL. So this idea that you can cut Tannehill and just run through it with Dobbs, baby. It's just, and I mean, unless you're trying to tank, which maybe they would be, it's just an asinine discussion.
Yeah.
But
Mark from Clarksville said Dobbs is a backup.
Yeah.
Some people have said as a starter, and yes, I'm hoping they're trolling.
But again, like to me, and I know you can keep three quarterbacks, but I said it earlier in the show, like if Malik Willis isn't ready to be your backup quarterback next year, I don't know why you're keeping him.
Yeah,
it's just me.
But some of this discussion is also the spring and camp and everything. And I would like Dobbs and Willis to compete.
Of course, yeah.
So and frankly, I mean Dobbs is absolutely better than Logan Woodside. We can agree on that.
Yes.
And you know you're right, the Dallas game, but before what happened at the end, which was not great. I mean Dobbs had five or six. You know it's a passing down. It's third and long. They're pinning their ears back. He knows the protection's bad. He doesn't have a lot out there, and he made on-time pinpoint throws to Hooper in particular.
Yep.
Woods. And he made – like, those are big-time plays. And I was impressed overall, very impressed. So,
and the touchdown to Chig was a heck of a throw.
Yeah. And that was nice. You know, you get the Derrick Henry stiff arm, and you got a first down, and you go play action, and you hit him with something. But I think that those two guys competing would be good. I mean, we heard from Pat O'Hara last week. Malik started coming in earlier and staying later when Joshua Dobbs took over the job. So let's see if that's what he's got to overcome now. He's got to get better than Dobbs.
Yeah. Tyler on the text line says, PK burner may be the nicest thing anyone's ever called me. Thanks.
Now I feel sad for Tyler.
It's from Tyler on the text line. I mean, look, I think it would make a lot of sense to bring Dobbs back in. Like you said, the competition for backup quarterback if you're going back with Tannehill. Now, again, we keep bringing up the conversation of who the Titans should bring back on the offensive side of the ball. Well, the first two decisions you got to make there or your quarterback and your running back. Like, I feel pretty good that Derrick Henry's going to be back next year.
But,
I feel
but there's a scenario
A scenario where both of them aren't.
Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously you've got to figure that part of it out. But assuming that Tannehill is back, I mean, I think you should see Dobbs and Willis in camp and then let them battle it out from there.
Speaking of Derrick Henry, Andrew says there's zero reason to have a $10 million running back. Zero. So now you're going to make me sound like Jared. I mean, $10 million is nothing. The dude ran for 1,500 yards behind an absolute Cabbage Patch Kid offensive line.
Yeah.
He's your best player. You don't think paying him $10 million is worth it? I understand the running back position is devalued compared to everything else, and it's had deflation, whereas everything else has had inflation. But it's $10 million.
Yeah.
Who gives a crap? The cap is real, does exist, does have to be taken into consideration. Every team in this entire league makes moves each year because of the cap.
Well, now you're not paying A.J. Brown.
That's right.
Don't have to worry about paying him.
I mean, Derrick Henry, really, you're moving on from him if you're looking at a rebuild.
Of course.
If you're moving on from Tannehill, then I think you definitely go to the discussion of, so does anybody want Derrick Henry? Can you get a fourth-round pick for him? And you're really just starting over. That's why I do think that I kind of consider them together, but there's definitely a scenario where Tannehill doesn't come back, but Henry does.
Let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Chris from Atlanta. Chris, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning, fellas. So, actually, Joe was about to make my question / point. Between those two, between Tannehill and Henry, if you're wanting to, like, almost tear down the offense or almost revamp or rebuild the offense, who do you say, okay, if we're going to do this, one of these players has to be back? And to me, I would lean towards more Henry and try to get more value out of Tannehill, especially, Robbie, if you're wanting to completely, like, redo the wide receiving core. I mean, if you ask me, I'd say, you know, bring back Burks, of course. Bring back, I forgot the other wide receiver's name that we drafted last year.
Phillips.
Phillips, thank you. And sort of build around those two, but definitely go draft another one. But, yeah, Woods, McMath, I would say, oh, let's release him. I might bring back Nick Westbrook-Akina, but that's me. But, yeah, I just wanted to get your opinion. If you had to choose between those two, you know, this is a new choice is yours. If you had to choose between those two, who would you pick to stay? So that's all I needed.
Thanks for the call, Chris. Now, to be clear, on my revamping the wide receiver core, that includes having Treylon Burks and Kyle Phillips on the team, just to be clear.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not saying
blow it.
Totally.
If you played receiver for the Titans this year, you're unemployed. Bye.
Yes. So just throwing that out there. I don't know. What do you make of Chris's question that he threw out there, choosing between Tannehill and Henry? I tend to think more along the lines of you. Like, to me, if you're getting rid of one, I don't really know why you're hanging on to the other.
Well, I definitely struggle with the scenario of Tannehill's back, Henry isn't.
Correct.
I mean, Andrew's sitting here saying I'd much rather have an $8 million guard and a $2 million running back. And I said, okay, so you'd rather not have a back who wins rushing titles? I understand the idea. Like, you can find a pretty good back out there, and we saw
Foreman.
Thank you.
Oh,
Deontay
yeah.
Foreman play really well in this offense last year, so that, you know, that fuels the people who are like, yeah, any running back's fine. But no, it's not. And we saw Hassan Haskins, you know, fill in for Derrick Henry, and it's there's a big gap, man.
Oh, yeah.
There's a big difference. Derrick Henry is a worthwhile $10 million investment, in my opinion. The idea of, like, so Tannehill's back, and then they're gonna draft someone, or they're gonna have it, like, they're gonna be cheap in the backfield. Whether you don't have to build everything around Derrick Henry, you need to have more balance. You need to have a balanced offense. You don't have to give him the ball 350 times, but I'd pay him and have him around and continue to, like, have him in the fourth quarter of games and continue to have him at the goal line and continue to have him able to rip off 30, 40-yard runs.
Well, I agree, but, I mean, I just view him in tandem. Like, to me, you're bringing him back, and it's Tannehill and Henry. Like, if Tannehill's gone, unless you're upgrading at quarterback, okay, I guess I should put it that way. Like if Brady comes in, okay, well, then keep Derrick Henry around. But if you're going younger and you're trying to rebuild or whatever you want to call it, like – to me, I view him kind of as a package deal. I don't know why you keep Henry around for that.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah, and it's almost like a favor to him. If find a, it's like the Rams found a place for Robert Woods when she was like, all right, this is a Super Bowl contender and I'm going to have a huge year as the number two to AJ Brown.
Mm.
But, you know, if you're the Titans, find a place for Derrick Henry, get a fourth round pick, and maybe somebody else can, you know, make use of him and win.
Let's go to back to our 102.5 The Game phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com and welcome in Will. Will, thanks for calling in.
Yeah. Hey, the truth is, man, Henry is looking to go to a team just like AJ did where he can use the remaining mileage he has to win a Super Bowl. So that is going to happen unless Vrabel, the great pretender, gets real and goes for broke, getting rid of Tannehill, bringing in a Rodgers or a Brady, and then just giving up the ghost on our draft to try to get free agent talent to support Henry to make one run while we still got our defensive foundational pieces in place. And why is Jim Schwartz not the defensive coordinator for this squad?
Thanks for the call, Will.
We got a lot to unpack.
That's a lot
to
unpack
one.
On that one right there.
I don't have enough show left.
Can't afford Rodgers.
Well, yeah, Rodgers.
Yeah, the Rodgers thing doesn't add up.
I don't think people understand that if like the Packers trade him, it's like a $40 million cap hit to the Packers. They're not trading him. Like, it's not going to happen. He's either playing for them or he's not playing. So you can forget the Rodgers thing. And the second part of that is, why in the heck would Rodgers come here?
Yeah. Ooh, that looks like
that looks that great. Looks fun. Look at that wide receiver core.
I like running around for my life. 0.3.
How about that O line
after the after the snap? I like that. Sounds good. Yeah. The Brady. Yeah, Brady.
Brady's
keep the flame alive.
Yeah. I mean, it's. I'm not saying they shouldn't take a look at Tom Brady. I have no idea what Brady wants to do. First off, I mean, he could retire. He could re-sign with Tampa. He could go. Everybody thinks he's going to the Raiders. Like everybody's like. Written it in pencil that he's going to be the quarterback of the Raiders next year. I guess we'll wait and see what happens on that front. As far as the Jim Schwartz thing that Will brought up, he is getting an interview with the Cleveland Browns, by the way, for their opening and at defensive coordinator.
Yeah, I don't think D coordinator is right now the issue for the Titans.
I don't either.
But, I mean, again, he actually legitimately came here and he took a step back in terms of being like the full on grind coaching life, and it looks like he's ready to get back into it. I guess you could. You could be able to be over there and be like, Shane, you've been great, but this guy's been a head coach. You know, why would Vrabel do that? So, now, how much has Jim Schwartz helped him? I'm sure some.
Of course. But I don't, like you said, that's way down the list of the problems right now for the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, we're talking about the offense today,
we are.
Which is the big problem with this team. So I had a point to make, and now I've forgotten it. What else was he talking about?
There's a lot from Will. 615-737-1025. Coming up next, it's time for Preds Pick to Click here on Robbie and Rex Road. Preds back in action tonight, taking on Montreal. Be the first caller at 615-737-1025. If you guess a goal score for the Predators tonight, you win a pair of tickets to a future Nashville Predators home game. We'll do that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game. It is that time of the day, time for Preds Pick to Click, and what's going on here, Joe? Have we intimidated people? Is my run to double digits scaring people off of calling in? We need your participation, listeners. You're tied for first place in the conference in the competition. 615-737-1025, be the first caller.
But I'm first, so if nobody calls at the beginning of the segment, I just get to pick, right?
I believe that may be the way it ends up going.
We'll are you looking at me as Philip the commissioner? No surprise.
We allowing that?
Oh, I said it. Sorry, listener. You get the second pick.
All right, we'll allow it. For Joe Rexroad cheating
Thank
in the competition.
I had to
sneak one in there.
Sneak one in, man. Thanks, listeners, for waiting.
Joe's a cheater. By the way, Preds Pick to Click presented by TJ Anderson Homes of Benchmark Realty and Superbook Sports. I don't know if that one should count, but we're going to count it anyway. Forsberg is off the board. We got our listener that's called in. Michelle is getting the information as we speak. You're really proud of yourself on that one, aren't
you? I kind of hope this listener is mad about not getting Forsberg, but I hope they're not. I kind of feel bad. But you know what? They were late.
Yeah. We know how this works. People got to call in on time.
I'm going back and forth with John in the text about this Derrick Henry thing. It's just stop it, John. Zero rings. Oh, okay.
We'll go there.
Cut. You're cut. You have zero rings. You're cut.
It was a long conversation.
Yeah, what's going on? Are you telling him the entire roster, Michelle?
Wow. By the way,
this looks like a tough conversation.
You know how this is going to go, right? You picked Forsberg and cheated to do so, and now he's definitely not going to score tonight.
I did not cheat.
I'm just throwing it out there. Let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Ken. Ken, thanks for calling in. Philip Forsberg is off the board. Who is your pick to click tonight for the Nashville Predators?
Roman Josi.
Roman Josi, the selection. Ken, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
So Josi and Forsberg
is off the
board. He's gone.
Okay. I just want to know if he was.
Joe, I had
anyway.
To listen. I had to get the email. I had to get the phone number.
Yeah, they
I got
win.
To get the last
they
name.
They got to get info.
So I had to get it all down.
Yeah. I just want to know if Ken was okay with that.
And maybe, all I can hear is you chattering.
I want to know
if
Ken was going to do that anyway, you know?
You just want to rub it in. That's what you want to know.
I just think we all know that Rex Rhodes cheated. Josi Forsberg. I didn't even give the standings update. And Joe's out here making picks.
Go ahead.
Standings update real quick. The listeners and myself tied at first place for 10 correct answers apiece. Joe with 8. Michelle with 6. So Josi and Forsberg's off the board. Michelle, your pick to click for the Nashville Predators.
I suck in this competition. Sucked last year, too. Okay, this is a big one for me. I'm going to choose Juuso Parsonen.
Juuso Parsonen.
You added an S to his name, too.
Parsonen.
He played really well last night. He's been playing really well lately.
Pronouncing words. We all know that.
Parsonen. I'm trying to do like your tight ends.
Yeah, right. I really chose the correct profession when I can't pronounce stuff.
Oh, believe me, the fact that, you know, some of us are ever in front of a microphone
is terrifying.
A crime against humanity.
Josi Forsberg Parsonen off the board. I'm going to go with Matt Duchene in the selection tonight, and he will score not once but twice against Montreal.
Oh, double.
Call the Hattie, Robbie.
I only feel good about 2. He'll score
if
twice
Duchene
tonight.
Scores for you and Forsberg doesn't for me, we got a real problem here.
I think it's going to happen. I would prepare yourself for that to happen. The selections in Preds Pick to Click, Josi, Forsberg, Parsonen, and Duchene. Preds Pick to Click presented by TJ Anderson Homes of Benchmark Realty and Superbook Sports. Preds back in action tonight, taking on the Montreal Canadiens. If you can get a win tonight, that'll be 4 out of 5 on the road trip, and you'll take that every day of the week. So we'll see what happens on that front tonight. So some text line battles going on with the Titans.
Yeah, okay. Here we go. So yeah, rushing titles have gotten them nowhere. Okay, we're going back and forth on this. This is John in the text line. Rushing titles have gotten him nowhere. You know, I'm like, he carried him the AFC title game. He ran for 2,000 yards 2 years ago. They had one of the best offenses in the NFL. I mean, does that count? And this is John's response. And zero rings. So on paper, it looks good. Great for a Hall of Fame argument, but it's ultimately for nothing. I'm like, okay, so tons of players. Like, you have to have a ring now? And then
actually,
this is always one of my favorite arguments in sports.
His response is not saying that, but the individual accolades are nice, but ultimately didn't get the ultimate prize for the team. John, is it worth paying Derrick Henry to play football for you? I'm going to say yes. That's all we're talking about.
Yeah.
Like any back's the same, according to John. Any cheap back, doesn't matter. Just put anybody back there. You're fine.
I also always love they didn't get a ring argument, so they must have not been any good.
Yeah.
Like, you telling me, Dan Marino wasn't good enough to win a Super Bowl?
Right.
I know why you don't like that argument, Robbie.
Charles Barkley.
Why is that?
Aaron Rodgers.
He's got a ring.
Yeah, but not as many as he should have.
Okay, but he's won a Super Bowl.
Just one.
Just one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, again, do we think Aaron Rodgers is not good enough to win multiple Super Bowls?
the no ring thing, I mean, the Barkley takes the crap all the time from it. And I will say, man. Yeah, and this is, if you're of a certain age, you know this. That guy's so much better than most people who have won rings in the NBA.
Yeah.
And he, he had to go against Jordan in 1993, Sun should have won. Didn't do it.
Well, it's just when you look at, like you said, the conversation is Derrick Henry worth the money he's been paid? Let me ask you this. Going back to that conversation, like Derrick Henry in 2020, he good enough to win a Super Bowl?
Right.
I mean, come on. What are we talking about?
I mean, I think now I'm assuming John is one of the running back truthers, which again, there's some. I mean, look, there were people back when they gave Derrick Henry this deal after the 2019 season, like, don't do it, don't pay a running back, it doesn't matter. They were wrong. They were dead wrong. He's on the last year of his deal right now. Again, if you are trying to win next year, if you are trying to retool and get better and win, yeah, Derrick Henry should be on your football team. This should not be controversial.
Right, and that the question is that what the Titans are trying to do? I guess we're going to find out.
Yeah, but, I mean, if they're not, then okay. Recoup assets, you know, whatever. I mean, frankly, make yourself worse then.
Yeah. Then we can talk about Dobbs being the starting quarterback next year. Or maybe Malik. I went from cutting him today to the starting quarterback next year. It's quite the swing in one show.
Willis Haskins backfield. That gives you a shot at Drake May and Caleb Williams.
I would say or Joe Milton.
Wow. Well, yeah, I must say.
Just throwing
number
it
one
out there.
Overall pick.
Just throwing it out there.
Number one overall pick, Joe Milton.
See what happens on that front. We got a lot to get to tomorrow on the program. We'll recap the Predators and the Montreal Canadiens. Preds going for another win to close out the road trip tonight. Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, will join us tomorrow at 8 o'clock at his normal time. Lots to get to with TD, so we're looking forward to that coming up tomorrow as well. That's going to do it for us today here on Robbie and Rex Road. Chase and Michelle coming up next. You're listening to 102.5, 106.3, The Game.